I'm Martine Helou-Allen, and welcome to Righteous Interruption, a podcast for those who courageously and passionately seek ways to go beyond their status quo and thrive through a life well lived. Thank you for joining today's episode as we level up and thrive together. The two most important questions each of us must answer during our lifetime are, who am I and why am I here? The sooner we can answer those questions, the more of our determined lifespan we will truly enjoy living. When someone asks you, what do you want in life? What instantly comes to mind? I want to be happy. I want to be well off. I want to be loved. Maybe you want to be successful in your career, or you want to make a difference in this world. Every one of you who has joined us today probably has a unique answer, but have you ever thought about the fact that your answer, that is present day, could actually be limiting your future potential? Therein lies the righteous interruption for today's episode. Are you excited yet? Good. As we always do, let's refer to the wisdom Oswald Chambers shares in his devotional, My Utmost for His Highest. As we look at how your perspective on what you really want in life may be killing your potential of actually achieving it. Now, I do acknowledge that not all of you may profess a belief in Jesus Christ or the doctrine of Christian faith, while others of you may be fence riders seeking that thing, quote unquote, that will determine what you ultimately believe. But this message and its fundamental truth brings value to anyone, no matter what their belief is. And as we all navigate together this journey called life. So I'm going to start by reading from Oswald Chambers, and I do love this devotional. It has really transformed my life, and that's why I feel it's such an important and critical anchor for righteous interruption, as it has given me plenty of righteous interruptions in my life. And I'm like, I'm not going to keep this to myself. I want to share the enlightenment and the empowerment that has come to me through my reading of this devotion and really thinking on the things that Oswald brings up pretty much every day. It's incredible. So let's continue by reading. So this devotion is entitled, Let Us Keep to the Point. Philippians 1:20 says, my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but with all boldness as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. My utmost for his highest, my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed. We will all feel very much ashamed if we do not yield to Jesus the areas of our lives that he has asked us to yield to him. It's as if Paul were saying, my determined purpose is to be my utmost for his highest, my best for his glory. To reach that level of determination is a matter of the will, not of debate or of reasoning. It is absolute and irrevocable surrender of the will at that point. An undue amount of thought and consideration for ourselves is what keeps us from making that decision. Although we cover it up with the pretense that it is others we are considering. When we think seriously about what it will cost others if we obey the call of Jesus, we tell God he doesn't know what our obedience will mean. Keep to the point. He does know. Shut out every other thought and keep yourself before God in this one thing only. My utmost for his highest. Not my highest, his highest. I am determined to be absolutely and entirely for him and him alone. Second point, my unstoppable determination for his holiness. Whether it means life or death, it makes no difference. You can see that in Philippians 1:21. Paul was determined that nothing would stop him from doing exactly what God wanted. But before we choose to follow God's will, a crisis must develop in our lives. This happens because we tend to be unresponsive to God's gentler nudges. He brings us to the place where he asks us to be our utmost for him, and we begin to debate. He then providentially produces a crisis where we have to decide, for or against. that moment becomes a great crossroads in our lives. If a crisis has come to you on any front, surrender your will to Jesus absolutely and irrevocably. So going back to what I'd mentioned before about the two most important questions in life, think about how do you answer? Who am I and why am I here? The answers are actually quite perplexing if we try to answer them out of our own knowledge and limited human power. But the answers are very easy to come to if we realize that we simply can't answer them without addressing what or who created us into being. What a relief, right? The yoke is easy. The burden is light. We just have to recognize that. We are not liable for coming up with the answers and then shaping our lives around what may or may not be the right conclusions. But there are people who live in chaos all day, every day, because they decided that they are their own creators, or more accurately, their own gods. And then there are other people that live in chaos because they don't even recognize that's what they're doing because they do not surrender to the will of their creator. And they've just never made that connection. So let's go back to some key points that Chambers makes in the devotion that I just read. It is wonderful that we get to make a choice first and foremost. Sometimes, though, it's not so wonderful that that choice has to come to a head, or we have to end up acting on that or making a decision because of a crisis. But that's who we are as human beings. If life is comfortable, it doesn't push us to get out of our comfort zone to actually then level up. But leveling up depends on our response to that crisis. So you can either go up a step or you step back two steps. And I know that all of us have heard that saying, but I think it is so beautiful because God gives us the opportunity within a crisis to then make that decision out of our lack of power so that then we allow ourselves to see his power working in our lives. And what I love is that Chambers is letting us know that our lives can be beautiful and wonderful when they are lived with one goal in mind, and that is that we live our utmost life only for the highest glory of the God who created us. And once we get in alignment with that, and I call it like the flow, you know, I mean, it's really, really important that we understand that. You know, a lot of people are like, I keep knocking on this door and it never opens. Well, maybe it's because it's not supposed to open. Maybe it's because it's not in the Lord's will for you. Maybe it's because that's not why you're here on earth. That's not why you were created. So when we take a different perspective and we allow for that interruption or that crisis that occurs to be righteously responded to by us, meaning we go to truth to determine our response to that situation, I think it's so beautiful what God then gifts us to experience. And that is his sovereignty, his power, and his providence to make what seems impossible possible. To get us out of, like, you know, situations that we have no idea where the light is at the end of the tunnel, and to watch him do that work, but then also to gift us by releasing the burden from us of always trying to have to make it work. It's no longer up to us to work everything out. It's no longer up to us to say, oh, well, I wonder what 10 years from now, what things will look like based on my decision today. God asks us to live in the present and to glorify him at every moment in everything that we do, and making sure that our decisions are in alignment with his will and in alignment with his word. And what I can say to you is this, is that it is a massive burden that gets let off of our shoulders when we do that, because we see that by moment, when we're living in alignment, he makes the way when there seems to be no way, and all he asks for is that we give our utmost for his highest. And therefore, that means that we cannot live out of alignment with his word. We cannot live out of alignment with righteousness and being surrendered to his authority. But as we know, God owns it all. And so therefore, he is the authority. And so I'd rather be serving the one that's in charge than serving myself, who certainly is not. And so if you're at a place in your life right now where you don't know how to answer those questions, who am I? Why am I here? I want you to think, have you really given the authority on how to answer those questions to God and not to the world and not to yourself and not to worldly expectations? It is the key for you living a great life. It is the key for fulfilling everything that you have ever dreamed of in your heart's desires that God truly knows and you do not. But when you start to come in alignment with Him, you're like, ah, yes, that's it. That's my purpose. That's why I'm here. I indeed am a child of God, wonderfully created for an amazing purpose. And therefore, I'm going to do whatever it takes for me to not deviate from that path with Him and walking alongside Him, having Him transform me through crisis situations. That's why Paul talks about, yeah, man, give me those tribulations. Let me learn from them. Let me grow from them. I went through so much of my life living in chaos, living under the thumb of trauma and adverse childhood experiences. And I wish that I would have known back then, starting at around 15 years old, what I know now. Because I probably would have started transforming my life long before and would have saved myself about 15 or 20 years having deviated off the path and all the chaos that comes along with it and all the self-destruction that comes along with it. And really, the reason why I wanted to start this podcast is because it's such a gift to live truly free. And I want everybody on this planet to be able to experience that and to live through a power that is so much greater than yourself. But there is no way that I could have ever started that journey to experience this, and neither can you, without answering those two questions, who am I and why am I here, and deciding who's the authority to answer those questions. So I encourage you today, process this a little bit, think about how to answer those questions, and I look forward to joining you on the next episode of Righteous Interruption. You can also keep in touch with me at righteousinterruption.com.